This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Russian-battered eastern Ukrainian city of Severodonetsk appeared to be on the brink of becoming another Mariupol on Monday, as services and aid have been cut and Moscow seeks to capture all of Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. Luhansk regional governor said the Russians had entered the outskirts of Severodonetsk and are pushing towards nearby Lysychansk. Russian forces stormed Severodonetsk after trying unsuccessfully to encircle it, and Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has described the situation there as indescribably difficult. Severodonetsk has emerged in recent days as the epicenter of the Donbas fighting. European Union leaders are gathering in a new show of solidarity with Ukraine, but divisions over whether to target Russian oil in a new sanctions package are exposing the limits of how far the bloc can go to help the war-torn country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is addressing the 27 leaders by video conference on Monday evening. He's demanding that the EU target Russia's lucrative energy sector and stop sending billions to Moscow in the form of supply payments. But Hungary is leading opposition to an oil embargo backed by Slovakia, the Czech Republic, and Bulgaria. EU officials are working on a plan to target only sea-transported oil, which would not hit those three countries. And U.S. President Joe Biden grieved with the shattered community of Uvalde in Texas on Sunday. He mourned privately for 3 hours with anguished families left behind when a gunman killed 19 schoolchildren and two teachers last week. Biden also met privately with first responders before flying back to his home in Delaware. This is VOA News. Hundreds of flights worldwide were canceled by Sunday evening, adding to the mounting number of scrubbed flights during the busy Memorial Day holiday weekend in the U.S. About 1,460 flights had been canceled as of 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time Sunday, according to flight tracking website FlightAware. That followed more than 2,300 cancellations Friday and another 1,500 on Saturday. Nearly 450 of Sunday's cancellations involved aircraft scheduled to fly to or from U.S. cities. Delta Airlines canceled the most flights among major U.S. airlines, with more than 250 flights, or 9% of its operations, eliminated Saturday. 160 Delta flights were canceled by Sunday evening, according to FlightAware. Saturday's cancellations were due to bad weather and air traffic control actions, Atlanta-based Delta said in an email to the Associated Press, noting it's trying to cancel flights at least 24 hours in advance of the Memorial Day weekend. Sudan's top general has lifted the state of emergency that was imposed in the country following the October coup he led. The decision came hours after a government security body recommended an end to the state of emergency and the release of detainees to promote dialogue. Sudan has been plunged into turmoil since the military takeover upended its short-lived transition to a democracy after 3 decades of repressive rule by former strongman Omar al-Bashir. A medical group says at least 98 people have been killed and over 4,300 wounded in the government crackdown on anti-coup protests since October. In a blow to Colombia's political class, a leftist former rebel and a populist businessman took the top two spots in the country's presidential election Sunday and headed to a runoff showdown in June. Leftist Senator Gustavo Petro led the field of 6 candidates with just over 40% of votes, while independent real estate tycoon Rodolfo Hernandez finished second with more than 28%, election authorities said. A candidate needed 50% of the total votes to win outright the contest, held amid a polarized environment and growing discontent over increasing inequality and inflation. No matter who wins June 19th, the South American country, long governed by conservatives or moderates, will see a dramatic shift in presidential politics. For more stories making news today, please visit us at our website, which is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.